Asked this a million times, but can you just walk me through your scoop and score play on Saturday?
Honestly, it was just a heads up play. You know, I'm always picking up the ball whenever it's on the ground in practice, just messing around. So it was one of those type of deals, to be honest. I just picked the ball up and I heard the coach saying, you know, run. So I just ran with the ball, and I don't know. I didn't even know that it was a live ball, to be honest with you. I just heard everyone saying go. So. You know, the grace of God, it ended up being a touchdown. So it's a good feeling, but, you know, hopefully it happens this week again.
Do you feel like it was a momentum changer at all?
Yeah, it set the tone, you know, a lot. You know, we don't ever start slow on defense, but having something like that happen, just, you know, not only the defense, you know, it helped out, but the offense as well, it got going. So, you know, it did a lot throughout the game based off that one play.
So you had started at corner for Rowe in the first half, and he was playing at free safety. Why was the decision made at halftime to switch Rowe back to corner? Can you talk a little bit about that?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. They made the change, and all I could do was tell Eric what I was seeing earlier during the game to help him out.
So against ASU, what have you seen from their offense that you think may be trouble and something you may be able to exploit?
Nothing's going to be trouble, you know, if I just keep watching film, you know, getting the beat on them. You know, they have a good receiver over there, being Jalen Strong, and another good receiver, I know DJ Foster or something like that. So, you know, they're a big screen team, you know, they like to do the deep balls to Jalen Strong. So just preparing throughout the week and watching film, and we'll be fine.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.